This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
I'm Clark Community College with a couple concerts this weekend. Dr. Jason Heal, thanks for coming in.
Hey, it's great to be here, Kyle.
So for the I'm going to get these two groups confused. Tell us who's doing the concerts.
Okay, so this tonight and Sunday, Vintage Singers.
All right, there we go.
Are performing at First Presbyterian Church tonight, 7 o'clock, and on Sunday at 3 o'clock. And they've got a very interesting program that spans from on the classical end. They're doing some work by Anton Bruckner, but they're also doing a lot of lighter fare, including some arrangements of big band songs and some spirituals. And it should be a great concert tonight and Sunday.
I was amazed too. What anniversary is it of the Singers? It's like 42nd or something?
Something like that. Oh, you would ask me. It was long before I was born.
Well, yeah. When you started the group.
I don't conduct the group. This is conducted by Donna Spicer.
Yeah.
One of my colleagues.
Now, so that is going on. So much music going on with UCC, including you just got back with the Umpqua Singers from?
From Ireland. We're almost 2 weeks in Ireland, and we did 7 performances there.
Wow.
Including 6 of them with either having Irish choirs that opened for us or collaborating with the choir, splitting the concerts. So it was, not only was it great to perform for Irish audiences, but to have that kind of interaction with other musicians was really great.
And what kind of music did you do over there?
Well, the Umpqua Singers did a lot of a cappella pop and a cappella jazz. But one of the unusual things that we did was when we were in Cork, we collaborated with a group that was performing with an orchestra. So I said, hey, we can do a couple of pieces with the orchestra. So they also performed some Handel with an Irish orchestra. So that was a lot of fun.
Wow, that'd be cool. And you'd been in Ireland before, right?
Yeah, I've been there 3 times before. So.
Oh, boy, I've been there 3 times before.
Yeah, no, Ireland's great. I tell everybody, weather-wise and such, Ireland is very, very much like Oregon, just no trees.
And how, geographically, how big is Ireland compared to Oregon?
Smaller.
Wow. I don't think people always, and I certainly found this true when I was over in Tuscany a few months ago, I don't think people realize how much smaller a lot of these countries are. We're just kind of used to the U.S.
Well, it is. And if you think about, and even sort of the way that they thought about geography, you have to adjust because for them to drive what would be the equivalent of 10 miles is not something that they would do with any regularity at all. So, for example, the idea that I would, like, drive from here to Portland and back in a day, that would be a completely foreign concept to them.
Wow.
Because literally, that would be like driving from one end of the island and back.
Wow. Amazing. So, obviously, your group probably really enjoyed the trip.
Well, I think they did. We were so incredibly fortunate. We had great weather in Ireland the whole time we were there. We were able to, and that means not seeing very much rain. If you
right.
think about being, if you were on the Oregon coast and had days without rain in a row, you would go, wow, that's
It'd be a
pretty
miracle.
Amazing. Yeah, it would be. So it's very similar to that. And of course, there's so many great sights to see and to go to see something like Newgrange, which was there several hundred years before the pyramids and things like that. It's there. We really just lucked out in a lot of ways. We had some great drivers for our ground transportation that provided us a lot of great information.
So how many years have you been at UCC?
Well, I started there when I was 12. And yeah, no, I've been there for, I guess it's been 27 years.
Wow. And you've gotten to go so many cool places.
Well, we've gotten to go so many cool places. And I think that's one of the things about our program that to have students that get outside of Douglas County, get outside of the U.S., and it really is changes your worldview on things to be able to interact with other populations and see other cultures and gives you a broader and more informed perspective.
So for the group this time around, how many of them had never been out of the U.S.?
I believe all but one.
And any of them on their first trip anywhere, really, in terms of a plane?
Yeah. Well, I know there was at least one that had never been on a plane before.
See, I can't imagine, you know, I think my first plane trip decades ago was to Denver, you know, Portland to Denver or something. That's 2 hours. Pretty simple. But, you know, international travel, a lot more complex.
Yeah, it is. But on that note, it was the first time that I can ever think that I ever went on an overseas flight where both going and coming from, every flight we were on, left on time and got in on time. And the most remarkable thing was when we were flying into Denver. And we had a 50-minute turnaround in Denver. And Denver's a big place.
Oh, yeah.
And that there was a gate change just as we were coming in. And that the gate we were going to be boarding at was the same gate we were disembarking at. I've never had that happen in a major
airport. Oh, yeah. And in Denver, you know, because I've been in Denver a lot because I have relatives there. You know, I once, well, probably 3 years ago, walked the wrong direction for quite a while.
Yep.
You know, and then it almost didn't make it to where I was going because I had gone totally the wrong direction. So, I mean, Denver's bigger than some cities. So.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a huge airport.
Yeah. So, fun trip. So, what's ahead for UCC Music?
Well, one thing is that I am on sabbatical this term. And so...
So, we're amazed that you're even here.
No, actually, it's great to be here just because there's still a lot of things to talk about that... the Umpqua Singers are going to be collaborating with the theater on an upcoming production in May called Almost Maine. So Bart McHenry is directing it, and Deborah Gaddis is conducting the Umpqua Singers. And the Umpqua Singers will be doing incidental music between each and every scene. So they will be covering scene changes with original music that I wrote for them. So it will be a really fun and original production then. And then Andrei Andreev, the Russian pianist, is conducting the Umpqua Chamber Orchestra, and they have a concert at the end of May. So there are lots of really fun things still going on this term.
So what do you do during sabbatical?
Well, one of the things is that I am working on a musical drama based on the life of Robert Louis Stevenson and his wife Fanny. So I will be doing a lot of research, including going to Scotland, which will be a lot of fun, a great place to go.
Oh, wait, you just got back from Ireland and you're going to go to Scotland.
Yes, I am.
Which is like next door.
It is. But, you know, one of the things about travel is a lot of fun, but, you know, it's always great to be back home, and it's great to get work done because you're at home. So
right.
it's there are things as a musician that being on the road, you have limitations as to what kind of work you can actually get done.
Now, are you going to be in Edinburgh or what?
Yes. In fact, I will probably pretty much sort of circumnavigate the island.
Wow, pretty cool stuff. Anything else you want to mention for UCC?
Or
what you're doing?
Well, one thing is that I'm still performing a lot in the area. So tonight, Deborah Gaddis and I are going to be at the Adam Bistro at 6 o'clock from 6 to 8. And
that's in Glide, right?
That's in Glide. And then tomorrow night, we will be at Too Shy Brewery at 6 o'clock, 6:30.
All right, good stuff. A lot going on with UCC and Dr. Heald. Great to have you come in for an update. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
All right, 8:40 at the Morning Report.